As we said, that was Bashir's comment heard on TV by millions of people. But what did Bashir say to Michael Jackson about this day at Neverland? Let's take a look at the footage that was captured by Michael's camera, documenting the interview.
The problem is, you see, nobody actually comes Make here and sees it. But I was here yesterday, and I saw it. And it's nothing short of a spiritually kind thing.
She does it all the time.
I know, but I've told him.
A lot of people see it, but
they never talk about it. And I've said this to him, and what I wanted to convey is those two things.
Yeah.
And what we've had the privilege of doing this week is not only talking about the musical genius, but about what we saw yesterday, which was incredible.
The woman you see has been Michael's makeup artist for over 20 years. After listening to the glowing praise Bashir had for Michael in this interview, she had a very hard time believing he could call Neverland a dangerous place for children.
I've never read about that.
It's so hard for me to imagine that Michael opened up the gates not only to Neverland, but to his heart, to Bashir. And I really thought that Bashir got it.
It's getting worse.
And he does. I mean, I can't tell you.
Getting
I
know more listen,
you never see anybody talk about
bring that pepper around a bit. So
when Michael's talking,
twist, like,
but when he's talking about the things that he's passionate about. It's obvious that it's in his eyes. This is what's in his
people
heart.
People usually don't ask the questions.
That's it.
And if they do, they don't make it. They don't make it in the papers. They don't make it on the interviews. All the negative stuff.
Stupid rumors.
And they cut questions out, and that's why he doesn't even do interviews anymore. They twist everything. From the moment I met him, I mean, I remember. How can people be so cruel? I read an article that I was
disgusting.
Crying, and he goes,
disgusting. Well, we ain't doing that here.
Now, what could make an award-winning journalist have such a different opinion between what he would say on the air and what he would say in the interview footage not included in his special? It appears that after Mr. Bashir had called cut for his own camera crew, he may well have forgotten that Michael's camera was still recording his every word, a possibility supported by a written request from both him and the producers of his special to make Michael's footage available for their review. The different opinion expressed by Mr. Bashir regarding the safety of the underprivileged children who visit Neverland is only the first of several contradictory moments captured on tape, all of which you will see and hear on this program.
When we come back, an exclusive interview with Michael's ex-wife.
As much as I do not speak about my family, I will. Right now.
Michael makes a long overdue confession.
You had sex with Debbie. I know that's difficult for me to say because you're so embarrassed. But you actually had sex with her. You can see those children.
And Debbie tells us about the result.
And then his son was born. And I look on his face.
Plus, a very surprising revelation from Michael's private cameras. All when we return to the Michael Jackson interview. The footage you were never meant to see.